Businesses and communities across Southeast Alaska and Canada have an interest in the renovation of Haines' Lutac Dock. That's because it's a key landing for bringing goods from the Inland Passage to Northwest BC and the Yukon. At the second Lutac Dock town hall held Thursday night, Harbor Master Sean Bell said that the first phase would be to fill in 1.5 acres adjacent to the existing ramp.
We need space, and we need a stable, safe upland space for cargo operations and fuel.
The borough estimates that would cost up to $3 million. The second phase would be to demolish the existing dock, and in its place it would be a $22 million bulkhead. Bell says both projects would be expensive and interlinked.
Really, they're critical to work together, those two phases, because we need the space and we need the stabilized, safe working environment on the dock.
Of course, who would pay for the work and how has been an intense conversation. Several economic organizations gave brief presentations urging investment and ideas for financing, including the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority's Executive Director, Alan Weitzner. ADA offers state-backed loans for development projects.
Ultimately, anything that we're investing in has to meet two important criteria, and that it's a good financial investment, that there's a return of capital and a return on capital, so we can continue to reinvest into the state, and it has to have the community's support.
With financial backing from ADA, Haines would have to boost economic activity and revenues at the dock to repay millions in loans with interest. Other options discussed were financial backing from the Yukon Territory of Canada, who's interested in cheaper freight costs than shipping to Skagway, or funding from U.S. federal infrastructure grants. But so far, all that's speculation, and concerned members of the public, like Haines resident Sue Levinson, asked the community to tread carefully.
I mean, we took on the debt for the school, thinking that the state was going to pay most of it, right? And wow, guess what? The current administration just yanked it. So you have to be really careful as you go into incurring that kind of debt. Can you really sustain it on your own?
Others, like Sue Bell, says the investment in infrastructure needs to happen. Then, she said, Haines can welcome industries in to use the dock.
And you don't want your children to be like mine, where they grew up and went away because there was no opportunity for them. You want them to stay here. So you have to provide the infrastructure to make business profitable.
Tom Ely cautioned against renovating the dock for private industry without ensuring they pay their fair share in taxes and fees.
We don't need to be a corporate welfare administration and community where we're giving out millions of dollars to private industries so that they can make millions of dollars and we get very little back. Without any kind of taxes on resource export, we will get nothing at the Lutac Dock. And if ADA builds a facility there, the money goes into their coffers.
Many were particularly concerned about the impacts of developing the dock to accommodate an ore terminal. Don Poling delivered a cautionary tale about Skagway, which is now working to clean up contamination from its ore terminal and toxic legacy.
Now, if Skagway doesn't want to run their ore terminal anymore because they've poisoned their harbor, does that mean that Haines can borrow money so that we can poison our harbor also? We do have some concerns here with those kinds of things.
The Haines Borough is now applying for federal grants from the Department of Transportation. There will be more town halls on the Lutac Dock, but they haven't yet been scheduled. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.